This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are scheduled to leave today for Turkey to discuss the situation in Syria after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of that region. But the Turkish president says today he won't meet with Pence and Pompeo when they get there. And as we hear from correspondent Wendy King on Capitol Hill, lawmakers from both parties remain concerned about President Trump's decision.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State,
leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
Forecasters say a nor'easter that's bearing down on the Northeast and New England could become a bomb cyclone today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
A dozen Democrats, all hoping to win the White House, exchanging their views and opinions on a variety of issues on an Ohio debate stage last night, where age and health was also discussed.
I will outwork, outorganize, and outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren. Vice President Joe Biden saying,
one of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom.
A Texas woman's nephew says she pointed a gun towards the window before a Fort Worth police officer shot and killed her last weekend while she was watching video games in her home with her nephew. Police, though, say it's irrelevant to the shooting of the woman. The cop now faces a murder charge. A first-ever all-female spacewalk may be happening tomorrow at the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Four federal inmates in the Lone Star State had one thing in mind when they escaped jail a few days ago. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas authorities say after the men escaped from the federal prison camp in Beaumont, Texas on Saturday, they apparently made a beeline for a liquor store where they purchased several bottles of whiskey. The whiskey was found to be in their possession along with newly purchased cell phones when they were captured not far from the prison just a few hours later. The prison located an hour east of Houston, they're back inside now where they're facing additional charges to what they were in there for to begin with. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to criticize President Trump's ordering the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State.
Leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force and a new iteration of the Islamic State.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
By pulling out of northern Syria, President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
There's now a bipartisan effort for Congress to pass its own sanctions package to try to get Turkey to halt its military action. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is your country, and we've got to save it. I mean, if ever there was a time for we the people to come together, it is now. No doubt we're at the crossroads. You saw the Democratic debate last night, and as much as you would like to see, well, where can we get together? Where are there, you know, where there is congeniality or any meeting of the heads that could possibly take place? I didn't see much. All I just saw was this gross antagonism toward our current president, and this will continue. I will say to you very clearly that if President Trump is reelected, and if the Democrats still control the House, guess what? If you think you're frustrated now, get ready. We're going to have four more years to look forward to, because they're going to continue on this road to impeachment until they finally get him out of there. Chris Farrell joins us now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. And we're going to be talking about two more lawsuits filed on the Biden-Ukraine-China scandal, plus battles in court to question Hillary Clinton under oath. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And I always appreciate this time that we can get together, because our audience is here. We really responds to the updates that you always share with us with the latest going on with Judicial Watch. Of course, we're still talking Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and what happened in the Ukraine. Even though Hunter Biden says, hey, look, I promise I will not have anything to do with the poor country when my dad gets elected. I mean, it's almost self-indicting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the, you know, kid with his hand caught in the cookie jar, you know.
Yes.
Right. It's like a Bart Simpson, you didn't see anything, I didn't do anything, you know, just deny it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not such a big deal, then why change all future conduct related to the same issues, right?
Exactly.
It's an admission of wrongdoing, of guilt on his part.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, I mean, exactly how it looks, but it's amazing to me that the narrative continues from Joe Biden. It's a desperate, you know, response to say, well, we've never been indicted, it's been investigated. When did that happen?
It didn't happen. That's just it. It's just a sort of conclusory summary, I'm going to excuse myself, not go away approach. And that's exactly why we filed two lawsuits based on requests that we've made for documentation and records concerning, and these are our requests made to Treasury and to the Justice Department and other agencies that have oversight on foreign investment, for records and documents about exactly what was going on with the Bidens and the Ukraine and China.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's paperwork that has to be filed, and yeah, we want to see it, and we're not willing to accept the "oh, don't worry, everything's fine" excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's been not just tossed up by the Bidens, which you would expect,
mm-hmm,
the the very compliant, complicit media that accepts, you know, half sentence, don't worry about it kind of excuses and says, oh, well, it's been evaluated. Well, by who, when, how, you know. So we're going to get the records, the documents, we'll make them public, and we'll see what's on the books and what isn't.
Now, these documents, is this coming from the Committee on Foreign Investment?
Right, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is sometimes called CFIUS. But there's also other Treasury Department documents and other Justice Department documents with respect to foreign registration. You know, the China deal, $1.5 billion of Chinese investment, you know, this kind of money isn't just thrown around based on a smile and a handshake. So we want to see the documentation.
Well, I mean, on the face, Chris, let's face it, you're on Air Force Two with the Vice President of the United States. You go in and you see these money brokers. I mean, there is, people in business will tell you clearly, there is an implicit agreement or assumption that takes place. And you got to believe if somebody's willing to give you $1.5 billion, it's more than implicit, isn't it?
Right. And, you know, look, this isn't just some misguided, you know, well-intentioned, wealthy investor or donor. Let's be very clear. The financial entity we're talking about is an arm of the Chinese Communist Chinese government. Nothing occurs in China without the government having its paws all over it. Mm-hmm. And certainly a Bank of China, you know, is essentially a spinoff of their treasury ministry. And their actions are those of the government of China, which, you know, has more than a million people locked up in concentration camps and is seeking to crush the people of Hong Kong. So, you know, these are bad actors. You know, everyone forgets that the world's leader in slaughtering other human beings isn't Hitler and isn't Stalin. No, it's Mao.
Exactly.
The Chinese have a 70-year record of brutality, and this is the financing arm of that. And Joe Biden has sent up to their necks in it.
Exactly. Well, and the timing of all this, and of course, what Donald Trump has been exposing here, how China has been able to take advantage of America. I mean, this looks so quid pro quo, it's not even funny. And
a 10-day gap between flying over on Air Force Two with Daddy, and then 10 days later you pull down $1.5 billion. Go figure it out, right? That's a real tough one.
Chris, you know, because of the, as you mentioned, the fake news reporting and Joe Biden's insistent that there's nothing here. And interestingly, you know, we're not hearing anything from, you know, Obama himself. We're not going to probably. What are the key issues? What are the things that Judicial Watch is asking of, you know, regarding these government agencies, you know, this documentation? What questions are preeminent for you regarding, you know, Ukraine and China and the Bidens?
Well, I mean, briefly, all of these transactions, all of these corporate entities, the board members, you know, in the case of Ukraine, it's a public company. So there's documentation, there's filings, there's reports, there's statements. And then, of course, there's also email chatter by the government officials around the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to see the records. You know, people lie, records don't. So we want to see what the records and documents say.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see what the statements are. We want to see what the disclosures are. We want to see the emails. Maybe there's some email that says, hey, this is the VP's son. We better make this happen. Or, you know, who knows what's out there, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a highly speculative comment by me. Mm-hmm. But I've seen crazier stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as Adam Schiff. Come on, let's be real.
Exactly.
You know, but nonetheless, I appreciate you pointing that out on yourself. Well, yeah, but we do have on video the vice president himself saying, "Hey, look at you know, I told them they better get rid of that investigator, and they got about 6 hours, and doggone it, if that didn't happen, imagine that."
Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty much straight away. I mean, you know, but hey, there's nothing here except Judicial Watch is here on our behalf to make sure the facts are known. Chris Farrell continues with us. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Farrell, the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, continues with us. He is an expert on all things Benghazi, and there's a reason I bring that up in just a moment. You'll understand. Served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence, a specialist in national security matters specializing in unconventional warfare and terrorism. Chris, I understand that you may be having a shot to question one Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, under oath.
That is correct. You know, we've had litigation now going on for 5 years to get at issues pertaining to Hillary Clinton's email and her email server. Two cases in federal court where we were granted discovery, which is extraordinarily rare. Mm-hmm. On one occasion, let alone on two, but Mrs. Clinton's conduct and that of her staff were so outrageous that two different judges have granted us discovery. We've taken depositions of people like Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin. Mm-hmm. We got Mrs. Clinton under oath in written form, something called an interrogatory. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the game keeps going on and on. The State Department and the Justice Department attorneys, there's this open question of whether they've been operating in bad faith, meaning they've been lying to the court. And Mrs. Clinton really has yet to come clean on the full story. She keeps making jokes about it, and I guess she was in Venice at some art display, and you know, was mocking her own emails. Anyway, the point is that we have asked for, and the judge conditionally granted our ability to depose her in live testimony under oath. The condition was that her attorneys were given a 30-day window to file a brief explaining why they didn't want that to happen. They did, and we filed our answer to that saying, well, that's nice, Judge, but we need to get to the facts of this whole case. Mm-hmm. And so we are pending a decision from the judge, and, you know, you never know what a judge is going to do. Predictions are always dangerous, but I have a feeling, I have sort of informed opinion, that we're somewhere up in the 90th percentile, and I think that the judge is going to grant us the authority to depose her, and I think that'll be very, very important to finally get her under oath on what she did or didn't do with that server, because, you know, not even the FBI has her under oath on that. The interview of her was a coffee and donut session. It was not there was no written record. She wasn't under oath. Half the people in the room have been granted immunity. That will not be the case should we get the right to question her.
Well, this is so ludicrous. I mean, this is what is frustrating everyday Americans, is that we have a two-tiered justice system. We have one for everyday citizens, and then you've got one for the Clintons, or the elites, so let's put it that way.
Yep.
And I mean, how is that to be?
Yeah, the disparity of treatment is mind-boggling. And the American public see through it, and they know it's really corrosive, because I think the American public has less and less faith and confidence, certainly in federal law enforcement. They may trust their local sheriff or police department, but when they look at the Justice Department, the FBI, you know, people are deeply skeptical about the shenanigans they've been up to.
Well, what we've gone through, what's been exposed in the last 3 years, I mean, this is brain-numbing, Chris. I mean, here they've been trying to impeach the president. I mean, they've had what now people openly refer to as an attempted coup on a duly elected president. And meanwhile, I mean, here you and the team from Judicial Watch, on behalf of the American people, have been trying to get to the bottom of all this. And, of course, it's laughable because you have the antitheticals, the apparatchik of the and cabal of the deep state, complicit with the media and the Democratic Party. And, you know, it's like we're playing hide the pea here, you know, and
it's just things just keep getting moved around, stories change, and somehow because they mention or they leak it out, it's no longer permissible to even ask questions about it, because then you end up with the response like we've been getting from the Bidens. Oh, that's already been investigated. That's old news. So why are you bringing that up?
Yeah, the other problem is even with Attorney General Barr at the helm of the Justice Department. That's true. He's in control. But you have to remember that the staff, right, the rank and file attorneys, paralegals, all the body of the Justice Department itself. You know, you remember Sally Yates?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's an army of Sally Yateses sitting directly underneath the Attorney General Barr. So he can order all sorts of things and, go down paths and have objectives. But the rank-and-file staff is actively subverting him. It's seditious. It's subversive. It's really quite insidious. And I believe Mr. Barr has goals and objectives, but my guess is probably something like 80-90% of his headquarters staff at the Justice Department is dragging their feet and non-cooperating all the way along.
Exactly. Well, they've been able to get away with it. That's been their standard operating procedure. And they wait it out. And, of course, what you're mentioning, it's happening in the Justice Department. That seems to be the underlying network of operatives and operations in all these three-letter agencies, including the White House, Chris. I hear the same thing.
Yeah, it's very disheartening. Personnel is policy. There need to be a hell of a lot of firings. The Presidential Personnel Office, the White House, needs a thorough shakeup. I see and hear stories from various persons in any number of agencies and departments that to me are just mind-boggling and, rabid anti-Trumpers being put in positions that, political appointee positions, and you wonder to yourself, why would that guy get that job? It doesn't even make sense. Where did he come from?
Exactly. Probably another one of those Hunter Biden questions, right?
I'm sorry?
I said, it seems to me like another one of those Hunter Biden questions. It's non sequitur. You got a round peg in a square hole. But the deep state doesn't waste personnel, and they don't waste opportunity. All this stuff has been calculated.
Yeah, one of the tricks is that you take a member of Congress, either house, who may not be necessarily the greatest supporter of the president. And so what they do is they grab that person's legislative assistant or legislative director or one of the staff people, and they take them out of the congressman's office or the senator's office and then plug them in, to some department or agency where there's some, deputy assistant, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a resume builder for them. The congressman or the senator gets his influence in that agency or department. And they just spread their ability to thwart the president, not just off Trump off the hill into the agency or department. And this kind of web, goes on all the time. And the president is not well served. Let's just put
right.
it that way.
Exactly. Well, it sounds incestual, really, with what's going on. Chris, got about a minute left here. Based on, it looks like we're coming to a conclusion with this Durham investigation that seems to have really, drawn a breath, and I don't mean breathing, I mean just in terms of latitude in the areas that they're looking into. Any anticipation here?
Yeah, look, if we don't get grand juries and indictments and move to trial on these conspirators, the country's lost.
Mm.
I mean, we did enough talk, enough, finger pointing and arm waving. We need grand juries with indictments and move to trial.
Is the country ready for the truth? Because we're talking bombshell type truth here. When you're talking that, what we have here in our government is rather systemic.
It isn't rather systemic. It defines the nature of the government currently.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, always appreciate the time, and all the best. Godspeed.
Thanks very much, Bill.
You got it. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are scheduled to leave today for Turkey to discuss the situation in Syria after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of that region. But the Turkish president says today he won't meet with Pence and Pompeo when they get there. And as we hear from correspondent Wendy King on Capitol Hill, lawmakers from both parties remain concerned about President Trump's decision.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State,
leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
Forecasters say a nor'easter that's bearing down on the northeast in New England could become a bomb cyclone today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour as we are trying to, process, I guess, the hapless CNN Democratic presidential debate last night. Doug Schoen says it's clear that Elizabeth Warren has supplanted Sanders as the leader of the progressive movement in the Democratic field. As a result, it will be difficult, if not impossible, for Sanders to reestablish himself ahead of Warren. Here with us right now to talk about her perception and what she got out of the debates last night, Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good. I got to tell you, I suffered through the debate, and I don't know if I'm just so ideologically antithetical to what was being presented there, but I really was trying to force myself to get some sort of positive takeaway. I just kept thinking, these candidates are on the stage. How can they compete against Donald Trump? And I think that the two strategists of the Democratic Party see what Donald Trump does and his campaign stops and everywhere, including Minneapolis. I mean, you got thousands of people that are raucous, excited about what Trump has laying out in terms of a vision for the country. And then you watch these debates and it's one big yawn.
Yeah, it is one big yawn. They they talk about all the things they're going to give away for free to people, even though we all know that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And they spend all the rest of their time bashing Donald Trump and talking about how they have to defeat him, even though we have one of the best economies that we've had in my adult life, and exactly. The lowest unemployment rate, frankly, in my entire life across every demographic group, and higher wages and more take-home pay and lower taxes. So they ignore all of that. Talk about how they want to impeach him, how he needs to be impeached, he needs to be defeated, and then they don't have any solutions for how they're going to pay for all the things they intend to give away, or the harm that what they want to do will do to our economy.
Well, and the thing that, I don't know why I'm surprised, but the moderators, the CNN moderators, I mean, they're not even challenging these statements. They just let these statements made. I mean, it just seems so partisan. And as a result, they are doing such a disservice to its viewers and people that really want to be informed. They just allow these statements to go out, and there's no, there's no pushback. There's no investigative question. They say, okay, how do you get there? I mean, are you going to raise taxes, and can you say it clearly without mumbling this time?
Yeah, they don't do that at all. I guess in one respect, the good thing is that they did let the debate just be about the candidates. The debate did not turn into something about the moderators themselves. So I think that is a good thing. Now, if it were Republicans up there, I guarantee you they would be challenging. They would be asking how, and the debate would turn into something about the moderators themselves, because they feel it's very important to challenge Republicans, just not Democrats.
Uh-huh. Did you get that Pete Buttigieg, the mayor Pete, got some victory out of this? I didn't see it, but they're saying that he did.
I don't know. I thought as I watched it, I have not seen a lot of analysis. My son had the PSAT this morning, so I was focused on making sure I got him out the door and wasn't doing a lot of reading this morning.
So you're doing the PSAT the old fashioned way. Your son is actually taking the test. You're not buying off. You can slap me. You can slap me later, Jenny Beth. I'm sorry. I lost my mind for a moment.
But what I did notice last night as I was watching is that I thought that he had a lot of airtime. I was kind of surprised at how much face time he was getting. I don't know. I haven't seen any analysis of it, but I did think, wow, he really has a bit more airtime. And I noticed that he was trying to, even though he's with his social values much, much more liberal than conservatives are, he sounded like he was trying to say, okay, I might be liberal with this, but I'm much more moderate when it comes to positions and policies that affect American families. That seemed to be the impression that I got of what he was trying to, how he was trying to paint and portray himself.
Well, it seemed that certainly this shadow that was hanging over Joe Biden, it was like, an 800,000-pound gorilla sitting in the room that was right there that everybody looked at. I mean, they did talk about it for a moment regarding, the whole Hunter Biden, Ukraine, China controversy. But even then, I mean, it wasn't, it didn't explode, but it just was kind of lying there. And every time you look at Joe Biden, you're hearing him talk, and at times, quite unsuccessfully. I mean, he just, his command of the language, and then, of course, age became a big thing, whether it had to do with, with Sanders and after his recent heart attack. And, they pointed out, Aaron Burnett pointed out, says, wait a minute, both you guys are going to be 80 by the time you're in your administration. What do you have to say to people about that? And, of course, Sanders tried to come back with a response saying, well, he's going to have this big rally and invites everybody to go, and like that's going to be the demonstration of his ability you know, to recapture his energy and to demonstrate to America that he's healthy enough for the job.
Yeah, and I have a lot of respect for both of them when it comes to their age and the fact that they're still engaged and they're not just saying, okay, I'm retiring and ignoring the gifts that I've been given and not using them to the best of my ability. So I do respect that about them. A rally is nothing at all like actually being the commander-in-chief of our country. And I think that even Donald Trump would probably talk about that. I think that in a rally, while you have to have a lot of energy to do a rally, you're also getting a lot of energy from the crowd. And it kind of, you're feeding the crowd and they're feeding you. Being commander-in-chief, making the decisions that you have to make day in and day out, sitting in meetings and being mentally aware all the time and able to make decisions that affect the whole entire country, that takes a different level of physical ability. It takes a different toll on your body, and you're not sitting in a room full of people that are feeding you and cheering for you as you're talking, and instead they may be challenging you or they may be presenting very difficult information to you, and it's a much more draining job. So I don't think a rally is a good way to say, oh, well, I'm perfectly healthy, just look at the rally.
Yeah, come here and watch me in New York. I'm going to do 50 push-ups, and that should demonstrate to you once and for all I'm ready to go. Jenny Beth, I want to change gears for just a moment here. What we're hearing a lot is increasing frustration by the American people of what the Democrats are doing. I mean, these closed-door meetings that Adam Schiff is conducting, the clear exclusion of Republican participation in this shadowy investigation, all looking for some sort of proof or some way that they can write up a conclusion and send it to Nancy Pelosi, say, here, in fact, we've got the goods. Let's impeach this guy.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of frustration. I thought it was very telling yesterday that she said yet again, we're not going to have a vote on the impeachment inquiry as they have other times that they've pursued impeachment. I think either she does not have a vote or she doesn't want the country to see just how purely partisan the effort is. And it's one or the other, but either way, it's completely partisan. It's not fair to the president, and it's not fair to the people who cast votes for him in 2016.
Well, they need the money, and this is a fundraising windfall for them, is it not?
It may very well be, but it's not good for our country. And
no,
they're not putting America or Americans first.
Exactly. Good point. I was going to say at whose expense, and you're exactly right, at the expense of the American people. And, I would dare say constitutional law. It's all under a crisis right now, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, I always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Good to hear from you right there. And, of course, you can always go to the website, billmartinezlive.com. That would be the website. Information there, podcast, download to your heart's content. Share them with your friends, your neighbors. Hey, because we're givers, it's our gift to you. We just keep on giving. In this era of fake news in which we live in, I understand the information age, it is really coming at us, and we need to make sure we sharpen up, you know, our blades and our awareness of the kind of news that's out there. I mean, so much anonymous reporting, and especially when it has to do with Donald Trump, President of the United States, lest we forget, 63 million people said, look, we want to give Donald Trump a chance. We want to give an outsider a chance because having insiders time and again come in and run this country, you know, they've led the way to $23 trillion in debt. Our border was leaking like a sieve, you know, even on international standing, although the previous administration would claim that our international standing was so enhanced. I don't see it. I can't connect that dot. But they insist. But that's the way, you know, things are presented, because there's no contravening reporting, you know, brought to you by the mainstream media that would lead you to believe otherwise and that would help you really understand what the truth is. So the responsibility is on us, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. We're the ones, you know, we're the consumers of said information. And so we need to make sure that, you know, fact checking is taking place and that we really understand, you know, what's being said. Come on, you know, we're not ignorant. We know when we're being buffaloed and when we're being treated like mushrooms, you know, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure. And that's been piling on. And that's it's unfortunate, I've maintained, because the mainstream media, with all the resources, including the people, I mean, they've got some very brilliant people here. But unfortunately, they've all been, I say all, that's a dangerous broad brush stroke, but most have been, you know, compelled to condition their thinking. And we're going to talk more about this with our next guest. It's always good to have Dr. Alveda King with us, the evangelist and director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Dr. King, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Guess where I am? I'm so excited.
Are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, at a minority business conference.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm hearing that so many good things are happening under President Trump's administration with minority businesses, and I'm going to be on a panel. So I'm so excited.
I'll tell you, to me, you know, and that gets me excited as well. You and I have discussed this before. When you have people exercising their God-given gifts, I mean, how many, you go in that room, you look in the room and you say, how many of these men and women have been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with an idea, a dream that God has given them? And here they are, in different stages, realizing the dream that God has deposited into them. And I love that. This is what I love about the capitalistic system and, the possibilities of expression by our fellow citizens. I mean, what more could you want?
Not much more to ask for. And if we continue to look at what good is happening and fighting and combating the bad, we're going to keep moving in victory.
Well, you know, Alveda, I keep thinking, you know, because we hear all this fake news, you know, from the media that wants, they want to form our belief system and our view of what's happening in our country in a certain, you know, almost kind of a round peg square hole kind of thing, because it just doesn't fit. I mean, they want to tell you the economy is doing bad, and you go, wait a minute, this is the best economy we've had in our lifetime. You know, lowest unemployment. I mean, if you want to go ahead and bifurcate, and I always feel awkward when they start cutting, and they go, oh, this is what's happening in Black America, this is what's happening in Hispanics. Look, you know, it's happening in America. Exactly.
And there's no hyphen. We're all Americans. Now, we're not colorblind, Bill. We've discussed this. We could see color, but we celebrate ethnicity.
Yes.
We don't fight about it.
Right.
So I agree with you.
Yeah, and I love your prescription, you know, and God made it very clear that, you know, we are in the face of evil right now. I mean, there's evil abounding. And the best way to combat evil is with the opposite, with love and kindness.
Overcome evil with good kindness, love. Mm. And I'm glad other people are saying it. I'm not the first. It's in the Bible. But we have to do that, Bill. I don't know if you want to talk about this. I have a question, and I know you've been talking about it a lot. But are people really understanding that this impeachment is bogus? There's no legal ground for it, and the Senate is not going to have it anyway. Do people get that? Why is all this chatter still continuing?
Well, because, again, it's the reason why people like to go and watch car crashes. There's just something about our humanity that, somehow we're enthralled. But I believe what I'm starting to sense here, Alveda, is that people are getting worn out from it. They see it for what it is. This is serving no good.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be about, you know, really, catapulting the GDP of this country, trade mm-hmm. deals. We could really be solving real problems with the help of Democrats, because that's the way our government operates. It's a two-party system.
That's the way we need to do it.
Exactly.
One more question. I know this is your interview, but I knew I could get some answers from you. The situation with the Kurds, we care about the Kurds. The president does. We are very supportive of Israel here in America with our leader, President Trump. However, and it is bad, and we do have sympathy, but we can always sympathize with the immigrants and with the Kurds, which we should. But in Chicago, they may have as many deaths in Chicago as they do with the Kurds. So I'm not offsetting one against the other. But even domestically, with all of these things, and a lot of our young people are so distressed, many of them are committing suicide, all of that. So we need to understand we can't selectively have compassion. We've got to do what President Trump does, look at the whole picture, go before God, pray, and say, help.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you know this president fairly well. I mean, you meet with him near regularly. And when you talk about the president praying, I mean, I've heard this time and again from people in his inner circle. This
I'll
is a praying
president.
Yeah, this is a praying president. Exactly. Yes. So he is not, I mean, and I know people are really shocked at some of the decisions that he makes. And let me say this, what we've been able to, with the investigative reporters and people who have been in the field, been able to discern of what's going on in Syria and with the Kurds, is that there's a lot more to the story here that people do not, that people do not understand about the Kurds. You know, that really you've got a lot of infighting within, you know, Kurdistan, within the Kurds. It's not just this, you know, allied group with us, that there are some bad players within, which isn't to say that they should be tossed aside. But, you know, President Trump, and well, you know, he's really reflecting the mood of a lot of Americans and saying, look at
the moods of Americans. He's looking at that situation. Then you've got things happening here at the borders, the economy, helping people get out of jail, saving little babies in the womb. I mean, it's a lot. And so, you know, I really will say this. I'll admit it. I'm glad I'm not the president of the United States. So I pray for the president of the United States.
I'm right with him. Well, the other thing, Alvin, is that Turkey is potentially a bad player here. I mean, this is a NATO partner, and the things that they're doing, I mean, it's quite scary. I mean, considering the fact that what they've got 50 of our nuclear warheads sitting there on their land, this is not good, and they're being overly aggressive here. And President Trump and I know our Congress is willing to throw some sanctions on Erdogan, but it seems that Erdogan is making some very aggressive moves. But this is where we need to, you know, again, be praying, be mindful of what's going on, and make sure that we're discerners of the real news, right?
All the troops haven't been removed. Last thing I heard, too, there's still troops there. There still are some troops there. So we need to keep praying and not chatter so much. And so I appreciate that, too, Bill. Wow.
Well, what happens, we get ourselves all worked up. And, you know, and the Bible's clear about, you know, our natural instinct to worry. And we got to understand, I mean, this is what really has helped me and calmed my nerves quite a bit, is I just keep saying, okay, God, I know you're still writing the chapter, and you're the one that's writing the chapter.
He is. So, be to God. And you're overcoming evil with good with your radio. It's so important.
Oh,
and you're on
kind.
The internet
yeah.
as well. You know, the airwaves and then whatever, the cables and all those kind of things, the satellites and everything. We have to keep doing this, Bill. So don't get weary and well-doing yourself. You're doing a great job. I want you to know that.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that. You always encourage me, Dr. King, and it's just an honor to have gotten to know you. And, well, I'll tell you, I am so excited what's going on. Can we talk a little bit about, you know, the Democrats last night in the debate, their insistence and, you know, the woman's right to an abortion and this lie that continues to be perpetuated out there. It really is disturbing. You talk about being a discerner of, you know, fake news and seeing for what it is.
They're not being honest. They use the word abortion, and that does not bring the image of what an abortion really is, how they really destroy those lives. And President Trump said it during the debate, ripping little babies apart in their mother's womb. See, nobody wants to see that. And they're still hiding and couching it as a woman's right and compassion and all of that. But it's killing an innocent human being and hurting the mother, because many times abortion really harms the health of women.
Exactly.
It harmed me, Bill, when I had mine, I'll be honest with you. So they're not being honest, and then they're slipping up admitting, well, maybe sometimes to save the environment, we have to keep doing abortions. And then somebody says, well, maybe we have to learn how to start eating the babies. Now, that did happen in the Bible with King Solomon.
Exactly.
Two women had two babies. They cooked and ate one, killed it. Next day, they were supposed to kill the other one. The mother says, no, I don't want to do that. They go to Solomon, and they both fed their baby. And King Solomon says, give me a sword. We'll just cut them in half. And then the real mother says, no.
No,
he said, that's
happen.
The mother.
Exactly.
You see, so it's not new. People are cannibalistic, and it's a bad thing.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Alveda King.
The Hebel Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebel Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.